Yeah, baby. Welcome to Monday. It's Tony Curry. Tony Curry Radio. Got another monster week of fantastic shows. Dark Side of the Pooch on Mondays. Adapter Parish from Adaptogen on Tuesdays. Mission Minded with Michael Coleman from the Montgomery Food Bank on Wednesdays. And Live Wire Wednesday brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We have Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks, a brand new show coming up on Thursday. Damon Johnson, Leonard Skinner's Damon Johnson, Brother Kane's Damon Johnson, Alice Cooper's Damon Johnson, John Waite's Damon Johnson. He's done it all. He has a show that runs on Fridays. We also have When in Rome with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa runs on Fridays. And Kip Kiefer, our brand new show, he's causing some waves. He's got a brand new show called Need to Know that airs on Fridays. And coming up starting next week, we're going to have each show run every day of the week. So I can sit there and say, Dark Side of the Pooch, every day at noon or every day at 1. We'll have all those programming notes for you coming up this week. Download the Tony Curry Radio app, TKR. Just go to Android, Apple. Put in TKR. Benny Selman, good morning to you, brother. I need to call you. Just put in TKR and you can listen to us. I was out cutting grass yesterday. It was hotter than hell. And I was out there for about 3.5 hours and I put on the Tony Curry Radio app and I overheated because I didn't even realize how hot I was. I just listened. Man, the music was killer. The music we play here on Tony Curry Radio is unbelievable. Seriously, if you think you've heard classic rock, listen to Tony Curry Radio. Every single song is just killer. And then, of course, we got all these shows as well. You can also go to wherever you get your podcast. We put our stuff up on Spotify, Audio Boom. It's available on every platform. And pull up Tony Curry Radio and listen to all of it. Today, we're going to talk a little about Kiss. They're on their farewell tour again. We'll talk about that. Lottery winners. And also, on this date, back in 1981, you know what happened. This was the first day that MTV went on the air. Much like it was back in 1968, 69, I think, when Sesame Street first came on the air. Al Cooper, good morning to you, brother. I'll be talking about you in a minute. I remember sitting in front of the TV the first time that PBS had Sesame Street. And for some reason, I don't remember anything in my childhood, but I remember that one day. And I also remember the first time that I saw The Astronaut on MTV. We play a ton of music from the MTV days. It's all the classic rock stuff that, quite frankly, you just don't hear anymore. This one song, for example, from Rainbow called Can't Happen Here. And you may not recognize the song just by its title, but if you heard it here on Tony Curry Radio, you go, oh, yeah. And it was like video of the year. Great song, but a song that you never, ever hear on radio, period. So we all know that Video Killed the Radio Star was the first song on MTV. Do you know what the next few songs were? A little piece of trivia there. You Better Run from Pat Benatar was number two. She Won't Dance With Me from Rod Stewart. You Better, You Better, You Bet from The Who was the fourth song they played. Little Susie's On from The PhD. We Can't Talk Anymore, or We Don't Talk Anymore from Richard Cliff. And, of course, Brass in Pocket from The Pretenders. Those are your first seven songs that you heard. If you go back and look at all the songs that MTV played, it's pretty amazing, quite frankly, how many videos were out there at the time. Because there were so many different things. So, anyway. One band that's on MTV, and it looks like they're probably hanging it up again. Gene Simmons came out yesterday at the age of 73. Said, I'll be 73 soon. I carry 40 pounds armor, 7-inch dragon boot, platform heels. The physicality makes it last an entire tour. I can't sit in a chair picking a guitar like blues musicians do. I know you can't stay on stage too long. Better get off while the getting's good. Sounds like he's finally about ready to write it up. If you look at their tour, I think their next tour is going to be, or the next tour date is going to be in Sydney, Australia, or somewhere in Australia sometime in August. And then they've got a Kiss Cruise tour going on. And it looks like some of their last shows are in October. But he says he's done. He said, rock and roll's dead, man. Beatles, Stones, Elvis, Madonna, Disco, Motown, David Bowie, Kiss, Metallica withstood the test of time. Now fans stop paying for music. It's internet. Social media, streaming, artists earn hundreds of a percent of a cent. Can't keep up with the downloading legislation, minimum wage laws, writing songs, to be a performer. It's now pennies for your work. This sounds like sour grapes from Gene, but I get it. And I am internet radio. It's great because we're based here in Hoover, Alabama. 90% of our audience is within 100 miles of the Hoover area because I've lived here since 1988. But we do have thousands and thousands of people everywhere from Saskatchewan to Yemen to Ukraine to the UK. We got people all over the world listening to Tony Curry Radio. Our Ukrainian soldiers, we got 4,000 Ukrainian soldiers, men and women, that listen to the radio station, and some Russians too. But I certainly understand that. And so Every time a song is played on any radio station, whether it's terrestrial or internet, we have to pay for the music. That's how artists get their money. Now, back in the day, an artist would come out with a new album, go on the road and promote that album, and then make all their money from their album sales. They make no money from doing tours. Now it's just the opposite. Now you don't make any money for coming out with your music, per Gene Simmons, and you make all your money from doing your tours, which is another reason why I think Gene Simmons is full of shit. I think he'll stay on the road because he's a businessman. As long as he can keep moving in his 72-year-old ass, I think he's going to keep playing. I think he'll just keep adding shows on as they go because I think it's who he is. He loves doing it, and he loves the camaraderie of Paul Stanley and the rest of the guys, and he loves the fact that he's on stage and people still love him, and he's still got a 12-inch tongue. But that's where people used to make their money. Having been inside of the legislation and the licensing, so I play a song, I have to pay to play that song, right? First of all, I have to pay for it to download it. I play the song, and then every time I play that song, if I play a Rock and Roll Night from Kiss, and I have 56,000 listeners, it counts as 56,000 plays. Okay, it's not just playing at one time. It counts for every listener I have. So you can see where it gets mighty expensive. And that's one of the reasons, Teresa Ponder, good morning. Good morning to you. That's one of the reasons why internet radio is obsolete. We're one of only just a couple, a handful of radio stations in the world that are doing what we're doing. Usually internet radio stations are all talk because there's no licensing for it. You can play whatever you want. You can talk for as long as you want. You can podcast. You can do all those things. But if you play music, and I really wanted to play classic rock because I love classic rock. I think there's a huge void for fantastic classic rock, not only here in Birmingham, but the world, because we're so used to playing the same shit over and over and over and over and over again. If I have to hear Open Arms one more time, I'm going to stick a fork in my eyeball. So I like to play some different things, some deeper things, some things you know. So I like to play all that stuff. And if you listen to the Tony Curry radio app, TKR, you'll know what I'm talking about. And it's free. It costs you nothing. But every time I play a song, I have to pay a licensing fee. Not only a licensing fee to who performed the song, but also to the person who wrote the song and to the label who put that song out. So you can see it gets really, really expensive. And it's really hard to make a living doing this way or making it. Because you guys have been so great, and you listen to the radio station, and my numbers are really, really good, and, of course, all of our podcasts and our unique shows. So we sent off a check to an organization, and then that organization is responsible for making sure that everyone gets their money, the songwriter, the song publisher, the record label, and then finally the musician themselves. And the musician is the last person to get paid. Well, hell, by the time everyone takes their cut, you know, we talk about Bob Dylan or Gene Simmons or anyone else, they're getting a check. It's like a waitress. You're making all your money off tips. Those are the live shows, right? Those are the live shows. And then by the time you get your check at the end of the week, you get paid $2.17 an hour. You come in, am I going to make a drive for $56.17? No. So I get it. But that's another reason why I think Kiss in their farewell tour, I think it's the farewell tour forever. I don't know what the hell it's called. Anyway, I think that's why Gene probably stays on the road even longer, because they're making $200,000-$300,000 every time they go on stage. Why not? And they enjoy it. It's fun. They don't have to play a 3-hour show. They can play a 2-hour show, a 1-hour show, and people are absolutely loving it. So we'll see what happens with Gene Simmons. And we love it. And that's why Bruce Springsteen is charging $4,000 a ticket. All right. Al says, new flavors are good, but old classics are addiction. That's no doubt, dude. We'll talk about Coosa Valley Auto in just a few seconds here on the Tony Curry Radio. Also going on today, this lottery was hit this past week, $1.337 billion. And it was claimed up in Illinois. Illinois, by the way, has a state law that if you win the lottery, you can keep your anonymity, which is a great thing. So the person who has won this $1.337 million, it was at a Speedy Speedway, one of these little 7-Elevens, has not come forward. As a matter of fact, the biggest payday in Mega Millions is $1.57 billion, and that was done in South Carolina back in 2018, and we still don't know who that was. So I wanted to ask you two questions. Well, first of all, just because you're a millionaire, and I think a lot of us, Jeff Ray, good morning to you, I think a lot of us think, man, if I won $1 million, or I won $5 million, or certainly if I won $1 billion, I'm set for life. You should be, right? Most financial advisors will say, okay, how much do you want to make a year? $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, whatever. Set that up, pay yourself a salary, put the rest away. You'll never go broke, right? But the majority of us are dumbasses and we've never come into that kind of money. And so we're out buying $250,000 Bentleys tomorrow morning and we're throwing big parties. Take Jake Summers, for example. In 1988, he won $5 million in the Michigan State Lottery. He was 20 years of age at the time. He was the state's youngest winner and a splashy poster boy for Easy Riches these days. There ain't no money left. This is 34 years ago. I put money in a trust fund, and the trustee embezzled $2 million from me. I went to NASCAR, and that was fun but expensive. It cost me $200,000 a year. This is perfect. A 20-year-old who puts some money in a trust fund, trying to do the right thing, and then gets into NASCAR. I raced in Daytona, finished fourth. I quit college, which was idiotic. I wound up suing the trustee. Won $1 million, but he threatened to go bankrupt, so I settled for $800,000. My lawyer got $380,000 and spent about $200,000 on trial, which I did not know I'd be responsible for. Now he works as a marine mechanic fixing boats. I'm a normal guy working 9 to 5. Winning the lottery was the worst thing that ever happened to me. How about Jeffrey Dampier? Won $20 million in the Illinois State Lottery in 1996. He promptly divorced his wife, gave half the winnings, remarried, had an affair with his new sister-in-law, and then she killed his ass. Ronnie Music Jr., great name, won $3 million in 2015. The Georgia State Lottery, only to invest some of his cash in 11 pounds of crystal meth and land behind bars for it. I never understood how, like, NFL players are dealing hash and marijuana when they're making $4 million a year. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you've already made your payday. You don't need to make any more money, do you? He invested 11 pounds of crystal meth, was $3 million. Evelyn Adams took $5.4 million via two winning tickets in 1985 and 86 in the New Jersey State Lottery. She blew it all on slot machines and risky investments. Reportedly, she lives in a trailer. One of these financial investors said, in strictly financial terms, it's better deal to get your money up front. I think the $1.337 billion, I think you can take a lump sum of like, I don't know, $500 or $600 million. It's crazy. You got it. You got the money now. You can invest. You can do whatever you want. A lot of people would say, well, you're making a lot less when you take the lump sum, but it's really the way to go. But if you don't think you're really good with money, the best way to do is to get the annuities and get it paid over 20 years. That way you can continually screw up from year to year and you're still making that big fat paycheck for the next 20 years, which is a pretty good deal. So anyway, a lot of lottery was, I think I saw some stat where like 74% of everyone who's ever won more than $1 million is either broke or dead. The other thing I think is interesting is, would you tell anybody if you won the lottery? Let's just make it 10 million bucks. If you won $10 million, would you tell anybody? We had a really interesting conversation with Charles Barkley when I was doing Jocks with Al Del Greco and Jay Barker years ago. And we were talking about money. And, of course, Charles Barkley's making a hell of a lot more money now than he ever made playing basketball. I mean, he's making a lot more money, so much so that he can retire at the age of 60, and he's great, despite the fact that he was seen with the LIV guys. And he said, you know, I went up to every one of my aunts, my uncles, my family members, my nieces, anyone that said they knew me, anyone that said they had blood with me. I walked up to them and said, listen, I've come in some big money here in the NBA. I'm going to give you all a check one time. One time. Tell me what your situation is. I will help you out. But then after that, I'm finished. Don't come back to me again. And he said there was only one person who did not ask for anything. It was an uncle of his, whom, by the way, the last time he was on the air with us, he came back to town for his funeral. And he said, I love this uncle because he's the only one out of the bunch that never asked me for anything. He said, every person I gave money to at least came back to me another time. And when they came back the second time, I'm like, I'm done. It's amazing how people come out of the woodwork when you're rich. Of course, if you got $1.337 billion, you would think you'd have enough to go around, but I'm not so sure. It'd be really interesting to watch and see how this unfolds. But would you tell anybody? I always think, you know, I have these dreams of winning the lottery, and it's great. And for like a half an hour, you can live in fantasy, and it's just, I mean, think about all the things you can do and the bills you can pay off. And, yeah, I'm going to put some money away in a financial advisor and a trustee and take care of my kids, and then I can go live and do my thing. Got to keep working. You drive yourself crazy, particularly if you're young. You got to keep you got to be validated somehow by doing something for somebody. It's the service, right? You have to service somebody in your life. You can't just do it all for you, or else you got nothing to live for. But I'd like to think that if I won $5 or $6 million, I could figure out how to make it last another 20 or 25 years, but a lot of people can't. But I'd stay quiet for a while, but man, I would be happy as hell. I would be happy as a pig in shit, man. I ain't kidding you now. And I'd be going, I'd pick up that tab. I'd be doing a lot of winking and smiling. You would definitely see my demeanor change if I had $5 million, even if I didn't tell you what the situation was. But it'd be hard not to want to tell people you're rich, right? Because you want people to think you're rich. We all want people to think we're better than we actually are. That's what social media is all about. That's why you go on social media and you're only posting the good stuff, right? You want everyone to think you live down at the beach and your life is good and your wife is beautiful and your kids are great and they're winning awards and blah, 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 blah. You never post the bad shit. So if you're rich, why wouldn't you tell everybody that you're rich? Look out. If you win, they're coming for you. I'm just saying. All right. Want to mention one of our brand new sponsors. I normally don't do this often on Facebook, but this is important because whenever we have a brand new client, I only pick people like the Chris Dorsey from State Farm, the Woodhouse Day Spa with Stuart Rome, Alex Hublein from Adaptogen. I could go on and on and on. Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, with Montgomery Food Bank, organizations and clients I really believe in. And if you're on my radio station on TKR, I use your services. I do use your services. I had OptiWorld reach out to us, and they're like, hey, we want to be on TKR. I don't need glasses. I mean, I got readers here, but I don't need glasses. I'm like, if I can't use your product, then I don't feel comfortable endorsing your product. I want to make sure it's real. I want to make sure I use your product. John Gray from Driscoll Gray, I use all their financial services. So I use all their stuff. When we had Spy for Rent, I use Spy for Rent. I do all those things, right? And so I greatly appreciate our clients, and I get to go handpick. So when Al Cooper called me from Coosa Valley Auto Sale, he reached out and said, I want to do some business with you. And I said, you know, I don't have a car dealer on my radio station. One of the reasons I don't have a car dealer on my radio station is not because I don't want to obviously make money from it, but because they're screaming commercials. I think they're campy. I think they're creepy. I think the people that do their own commercials are a little weird. I think they have egos. And so I'm like, I will do a car commercial for you as long as I get to do the endorsement because it's real and it comes from the heart and I can learn the experience. I have been in the car business since 1988 here. I've sold cars. I've done 150,000 car remotes. I know exactly how it works. I know the manager. I know all the salespeople. I know exactly how the car business works. I know the used car business. I know the new car business. I know these. So I go to see Al Cooper up at Coosa Valley out in Sylacauga. It was about an hour drive. Tim McGee, Sr., good morning to you. And Brett Walker, good morning to you. And I sat down and Al's mouth moved like a duck's ass. He was so passionate about what he was doing with Coosa Valley Auto Sales that it really kind of took me back a little bit. And I was waiting for the BS lines. I was waiting, you know, for the shtick. But he sat down with me at his desk. His phone was ringing off the hook. He's the man that answers the phone. He works from like 10 to 4:30 or something like that. I think he's extended his hours because Tony Curry Radio is going to bring them a lot of business. And he showed me the grounds. He introduced me to everybody, including Brad and David and Shane and Dakota. Jeremiah was there. And I thoroughly enjoyed the situation. And I really felt like this is a different car buying experience. I mentioned this a couple days ago because they have a deal where if you buy a car from them, and by the way, at any given time, and I may be off on my numbers, so pardon me, but they have 20 to 30 different cars in the lot, and normally a car will stay on the lot from like 2 to 4 days. That's it. If you see a car in the lot, you got to make a deal, go get it. That's how quick these cars go, and that should tell you something about the car dealership business, right? There's some cars that are sitting in the lots for years. Their cars stay in the lots at Coosa Valley for like 2 or 3 days, and they're gone. And they're constantly getting new inventory in from all kinds of people, buying cars from auctions, from everything else. And so they're constantly getting new stuff. And if you go to CoosaValleyAutoSale.com, CoosaValleyAutoSale.com, you can see all the cars on there. But if you see a car today, good chance it's not going to be there tomorrow morning. And that's okay because they got new cars and they got all makes and models. It's unbelievable. They got cars with 185,000 miles. They got cars with 18,000 miles on. So you're going to find what you're looking for. And quite frankly, I'm going to buy a car from them. I haven't bought a new car in 10 years. 10 years I haven't bought a new car. I'm driving a 2013 Honda Odyssey right now. I'm driving the wheels off that damn thing. But I haven't driven a car. I haven't bought a new car in 10 years. I'm going to buy a car from Coosa Valley Auto Sale. Check them out, 256-267-0296. That's 256-267-0296. Ask for Al or any of the fine folks up there, and they'll be more than happy to help you at Coosa Valley Auto Sale. And happy to have them on Tony Curry Radio, my first car dealership on my radio station in 3 years. That should tell you something and how passionate I am about what they do. I hope you have a fantastic day, a great week. We have a full week of brand new shows. I'm recording like 6 new shows today that'll be running all week. And every show is going to have its own day coming up here starting in a couple weeks. Download the TKR app, TKR. I'm telling you, if you love classic rock and roll as much as I do, listen to TKR. I listened to it yesterday for 3 hours. I listened to it as often as I can because I'm the owner. It was unbelievable. The music, it was one after another. I was hearing Crocus, I was hearing Journey, I was hearing a Led Zeppelin cut I hadn't heard in a long time. I was hearing Cheap Trick. It was awesome. There were no fillers. It was all killer. Check out the TKR app, and then go to wherever you get your podcast and check out Tony Curry Radio, the podcast, Audio Boom, or Spotify, wherever you go, and listen to all of our previous shows. It's fantastic. It's a great platform, and we're adding some new shows coming up here in the next couple weeks that we're super excited about. Thank you for everything you do. I am so blessed to have you listening and watching this morning. Have yourself a wonderful Monday. Mwah.